Hi, I'm looking to speak with Donald.
That's me.
Hi, hope your day's going well. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. This is not a sales call, and we're not asking for any type of donations. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
Great, and thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know on March the 5th, of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county office will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote?
I vote every year.
Okay. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances that you will vote for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain? Probably.
Yes.
Or, excuse me?
Certain.
Okay. Thank you. And what year were you born? Just a year, sir.
43.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American,
yes,
or black?
White.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Things aren't going good.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, housing affordability, parental right of education, public infrastructure, like roads and bridges, homelessness, or water policy?
Crime.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion, have never heard of that person, please say so. Here's the first one. Paul Dicos?
Never heard of him.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I don't like him.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Okay. What about Steve Brandown?
No. Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Gary Redfold?
Very favorable.
And what about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
And thank you for your patience. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County, a Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandao, County Supervisor and Businessman, Blythe Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Brightfield, Business and
Gary City. Brightfield.
Okay. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Brightfield, a Businessman Council member? Very concerned?
Very certain.
Very certain, okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandao on the county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Redfield as Fresno?
Very good.
Okay. And thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who is 80 years old. Much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Doesn't matter.
Or what about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library?
Very unfavorable.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Favorable.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Very unfavorable.
A candidate who is a Democrat?
Favorable.
A very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. A candidate who will behold the line on local tax and fees?
Very favorable.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and low business taxes?
Very favorable.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
Very favorable.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Now I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance or a fair chance or a small chance or no chance at all for you to vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Steve Rundown currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and low taxes. Rundown has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rundown is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will. Okay. So no chance. I have a small chance or no chance. Okay.
No chance.
Okay. The other one says Gary Redfield currently serves as the Fresno County Council, where he fought against mass mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for the county supervisor as mega Republican to defend our rights for and freedom, posted taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redfield will, excuse me?
I'm going to vote for him. Very favorable.
Okay. So a good chance or fair chance, sir?
Good chance.
Okay. And this last one here says, Paul Dickles currently serves as the Fresno County assessor, a recorder, and he is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county $14 million deficit. Dickles will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all? No chance? Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Stephen Rundown, a county supervisor and businessman, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dickles, CPA and county assessor recorder, and Gary Redfield, a business and a city council member.
Gary Redfield,
okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
And would you say yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again.
Oh, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
1 year of college.
And do you currently own your home or rent your home? Or are you living with a friend or family?
Own my home.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great evening.
You
Thank
too.
You, sir.